Next week, the film Coco will be released in theaters around the United States. The movie is about a boy named Miguel who wants to be a musician, but his family disapproves.
I know, I'm not supposed to love music.
No music!
So Miguel runs away from his family, and he finds himself in the land of the dead.
Welcome to the land of the dead.
Now, Coco has a lot of the themes and trappings that are pretty commonly found in Disney films. But Coco's different in that since it's set in Mexico, it's filled with a lot of Mexican art and very specific Mexican references. There are flying, colorful alebrijes everywhere. The characters insert Spanish expressions like no manches, and they're voiced by beloved Mexican actors like Gael García Bernal. So how exactly did Pixar know to include all of these very minute details? Well, the answer is they didn't know, so they hired consultants to make sure that they would get it right. And one of these consultants is cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz. Now, Lalo is a friend of Latino USA, and Lalo is also someone who has come after Disney several times with his cartoons and also on Twitter. So how exactly did Lalo Alcaraz go from being a very big Disney critic to now being a Disney insider? Well, it all started back in 1994, when the majority of California voted yes on something known as Proposition 187, which denied basic public benefits to undocumented immigrants. The Republican governor at the time, who was running for re-election, Pete Wilson, was an avid supporter of Prop 187. So Lalo decided to make a statement of his own, directed at one very particular and formidable foe.
The Disney company had donated money to Pete Wilson, who's anti-Mexican immigrant, when at the time Disney was dubbing their movies into Spanish and really promoting them into the Latino community. So I just thought that that was a little ironic and funny, and I spoofed it. I drew Mickey Mouse in a Border Patrolman uniform in front of a wall. He's happily pointing you back across the border, and that cartoon went viral before there was the internet. You know, it just went everywhere, and it was used in marches, and people would redraw it and build papier-mâché masks of it. And then in 2013, the Disney company tried to trademark the term Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, because they're working on a movie, which I didn't know was a Pixar movie, with the theme being Day of the Dead or Dia de los Muertos. But when the Chicano community found out, all their collective heads exploded, including mine. Someone started a petition against the move, and I drew a cartoon. My cartoon, Muerto Mouse, is a giant calavera, monster-sized mouse rampaging through the streets, coming to trademark your cultura, is the catchphrase. So by the third day, Disney had withdrawn the trademark because of all the bad press, and they recently acknowledged that it was a mistake and kind of apologized for it. So Migra Mouse, Muerto Mouse. I'm pretty much done with the mouse. I think I've milked that mouse. People at Disney would have copies of my Migra Mouse in their offices because everybody loves a tweak, the big mouse, you know. So what happened was my now colleague contacted me and asked if I would want to meet with the producer of the film, Coco, to talk about possibly working with them on the film. And I said, yes, of course. In Hollywood, I mean, my philosophy is take every meeting because you never know. They seem to be very, you know, ready to listen to people from the community and get feedback, including the hiring of consultants to make sure that they do the movie right. So I talked to them and I asked them a bunch of questions. I interviewed them and they reassured me with their answers. And so they offered me a consulting gig. So then when people found out, the response was overwhelmingly positive from the community. And it was almost the biggest thing that I had ever announced. I mean, just so many people shared it and congratulated me. But there was a group of people that chided me and called me names for daring to work with the mouse, you know. But my philosophy is, you know, they're going to make the movie anyway. So if they're offering to get my input, you know, one of the biggest critics of Disney, I'm happy to help. They are a giant corporation that takes up a lot of oxygen. So, I mean, there's always going to be problems with any big cultural force like that.
Lalo Alcaraz, cartoonist and a consultant on Coco.